Welcome to the Counterculture segment of the Eastview Students High School Podcast, where every other week we'll discuss relevant cultural topics to encourage high school students in their faith. I'm your host, Zach Thompson, and I hope today's conversation challenges you, encourages you, and equips you in your walk with Christ. Without further ado, let's head into the episode. So let's dive into specifically high school students now. Okay. We've given an overview of social media.
Right.
I feel like in a lot of ways we've expressed like the real dangers of it.
Right. Hopefully. Yeah.
Which again, like this is countercultural. The world says social media is all like, it's great. You should be on all of it. You should stay up to date on everything. This is where you have to be on social media in order to be relevant, in order to stay up to date on the world. This is countercultural that we're saying, no, that's not true.
Yeah. And we're also not saying that you shouldn't be on it.
Right.
But also, right. You know, if you know, the first 35 minutes of that was a lot of just like, kind of check yourself. Mm-hmm. Like just kind of evaluate social media's impact on you.
Yeah. So that goes right into this next question, Cooper, that I think we should talk about is what questions, if I'm a high school student, what questions should I ask about my own social media usage? What should be like a question that I give myself to say, am I being influenced in a negative way? How am I using it? Am I using this in a good way? Am I using this in a bad way? What are good questions to ask myself?
Man, I think first thing is this: does social media enhance or hurt my relationship with Jesus? Does it add to it or does it take away from it? If your answer is take away from it, then something needs to change. Mm. You either need to get completely off of social media for a while, or you need to set significant limits, find accountability partners. I mean, we had a conversation with Stuart Blade as episode number 3, I believe, of this podcast. And I can go so far as to say, like, if you are, you know, you need to find accountability to a certain extent if you're struggling with social media. And so does social media enhance or hurt my relationship with Jesus? That's a big question. Mm.
Yeah. I think another question should be, whenever I have free time, whenever I have a break from my everyday life, is my first reaction to pick up my phone and to get on social media?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it to say, oh, what could I do something else with my time, right? Like, could it be finding something else?
Yeah.
Because I think a real danger is if it is now, if you notice in your life that every time you get a spare moment that you are picking up your phone,
right?
I would argue that you are addicted to social media. You're addicted to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're sitting in an awkward position in a social setting and there's this awkward pause and you're pulling out your phone, or you're watching TV and a commercial comes on and you pull out your phone, if you're just taking a break from doing something and you have a free moment and you're taking out your phone,
right?
That is a question you should ask, is if it has now become a habit to just pick up my phone, because I would get away from that.
Mm.
Because if you think about it, I'm not surprised that these feelings of anxiety and mental health, depression, stuff like that are coming, because we've now lost our time to actually just rest.
Mm.
And get away and turn off our mind.
Yeah.
Because now our mind is always on, because even in our breaks, we're pulling out our phone and we're looking through things, and we're not just giving ourselves a chance just to be.
Yeah.
To just have a conversation with someone, to just read a book, to just sit and think.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be with our thoughts, right? That's sometimes scary to some of us.
Yeah.
But the whole point is to rest. Like, you need rest. You need to rest your mind and to not be scrolling your phone and to, you know, strain your eyes and all these things and keep your mind on 24/7. So I would say, are there times where instead of pulling out my phone, I can just sit, talk to someone, just pause for 5 minutes, pray, something to get away from that.
Yeah. I'll say real quick, I think boredom is a big thing we're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
I think it's good to be bored sometimes.
Yeah,
I agree. I think it's a good thing.
I agree.
To be bored.
Yeah.
I would say another question, this is a big one too, I think, is do I have a handle of my social media life? or does social media have a handle of my life?
Mm.
Like, is social media, am I controlling my life, my social media life? Like, do I have a hold of that, or does it have a hold of me? And I think for a lot of us, it has a hold of us. Like, we look at our screen time. Like, if you're on, you know, I have screen time limits on my phone. I have screen time reports I get every week. And sometimes I feel like my social media probably has more of a control on me.
Yep.
And so, and something I'm working on it. I just got back from vacation, so that was where I was kind of like, I'm not worried about it as much, but you know, I'm working on that as well. And so I think a lot of our students, just to know that, like, hey, like, even us as pastors, like, we have to be careful as well, to make sure that social media doesn't have a handle on our lives. So, yeah.
So as we kind of maybe wrap this up a little bit,
right.
Let's talk about positive ways that we can use social media.
Yeah. Like, bring it back up.
Yeah. Let's, let's get away from the negative and let's talk positively. How can we positively use social media for God's glory, for our benefit, stuff like that. So let's start with this. Do you have any good follows on social media? Like, who or what would be something that, like, oh, okay, like, that would be a good influence or something good to listen to or watch?
Eastview HSM.
Oh, shout out.
Eastview Church.
Yeah.
Mike Talks. Man, honestly, like, I feel like this question, my answer to this question is watch what you consume. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, follow things that boost your spiritual health, your mental health, follow friends, be careful of celebrity accounts, be careful of meme accounts that are inappropriate, be careful of, you know, all that stuff. And also Zach Thompson 41.
Oh my gosh.
Is it 41, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cause that's my favorite number too.
Well, then Cooper Smith Music.
So. Okay. Dot Music, but you know, it's all right.
To answer this question, I don't have an answer for that because, who I feel can be a good influence on me, material that is good for me may not be attractive or good for you. You may not get a lot out of it. So I think that's a great way to say that, Coop, is just understand what you're consuming, what content they're putting out. I do trust ECUHSM. they seem to put out good content.
Yeah. But, I would hope so.
It's good. There, I would say after this, I might recommend going through your follows on social media and just really think about what content you're following and maybe do some deleting.
Yeah.
I'd probably suggest there's more deleting that needs to happen than adding for you.
Absolutely.
On social media.
Yeah.
So anyway, what should I post?
If
I'm on social media, how can I be an influence? Maybe this ties into how can I be a light on social media? What stuff should I post on social media if I don't really know what to post? I don't want to post anything bad.
Yeah. Well, I think two scriptures, Philippians 2, my favorite scripture, my favorite passage. Mm. Love it. It says, don't try to impress anybody. That's literally what it says.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say don't impress anybody. It says don't try to impress anybody. Yeah. So, are we self-absorbed on Instagram or TikTok or whatever? Mm-hmm. Are we posting to boost our kingdom, our little kingdom? We know it might impress somebody if we post a picture or a video that's really cool or something we did, but is it something that we just want to share, or is it something that we're doing it to gain applause and praise mm-hmm. that will not last? Mm-hmm. That's just something to think about.
Yeah.
Another thing is, Ephesians 4:29, it says basically like build people up with what you say. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. We had a student give a devo, this last Sunday, about social media during our pre-service meeting, and it fit really well. Like, are you building people up with what you post, or are you tearing people down?
Mm-hmm.
That's a simple check, I think.
Yeah.
And I guess going back to the Philippians 2 thing, don't try to impress others. This is a hot take from me. Fellas, why you got to post shirtless pictures on Instagram? Ladies, why do we got to post swimsuit pictures on Instagram?
Mm.
Why, you know, like, that's something that for me personally, I feel like that is me. If I were to do that, that is me not following what the passage says in Philippians 2. That is me deliberately trying to build my own kingdom and to not take the position of a servant. And so I would never, I don't know what your thoughts on that. That's just my little, and I'm not saying that I don't want you to feel judged by us, you know, if you do that, you know, that's just me personally. And I feel like there's a lot of grace that we need to pour onto the social media conversation too, because like, really, I mean, we are just figuring it out. Like we're broken people. We're trying to follow Jesus. We're going to do it imperfectly a lot. Just basically how do we follow Jesus better on social media?
Yeah, I would say, I would always ask the question, is this glorifying to the Lord?
Mm.
Because scripture says that in everything you do, glorify the Lord.
It's great.
And it doesn't have to be like just blatantly, like this is a post saying like, how great God is and saying like, here's a picture like of Jesus and put like, that's not what I'm saying. But like, to give you an example, like this past week I shared my engagement photos with Natasha.
Those are awesome.
Right. But that whole point of the post I think was glorifying to the Lord because it revealed how God brought us together.
Yeah.
And kind of a little bit of our story and what our relationship looks like. And I would hope people would look at that and see like a Christ following relationship and see how happy we are and how excited we are for this like union of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And also just seeing just like, I talked about how like you can see how Ritasha is beautiful inside and out. Like,
yeah.
But that's a point of like saying like, man, if you really got to know her, you'd see her heart for Jesus.
Absolutely.
And so like that in itself, I think can be glorifying to the Lord to share that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like an example of that. So yeah. I would just ask that. I'd go to that, like posting a shirtless pic or a swimsuit picture. I'd just ask, how are we glorifying the Lord there?
I think absolutely. I think that's good.
So, yeah. So any other like closing thoughts, Cooper, in terms of managing social media, presence on social media?
I have a question.
Last tips,
I'm excited to hear your thoughts on this.
Oh boy.
If Jesus, now this, you got to kind of stretch your mind a little bit because Jesus came at the perfect time. He came 2000 years ago. Like, I mean, obviously like that was the perfect time. Otherwise he would have come at a different time. So God's perfect plan. Jesus came, 2000 years ago. If Jesus was walking the earth today, physically in a human body, would he have TikTok? Would Jesus have TikTok? I was asking this the other day and I was very, actually it's like, when you think about it, it's a fascinating question. Would Jesus have TikTok?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if he'd have any social media.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I take a different view.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can just explain my thoughts and you can tell me if I'm dumb or not, but, I think about how like Jesus was around the prostitutes. He was like, he never shied away from, he's with Zacchaeus, tax collector, people that were notorious sinners. He was always among them. Like he wasn't ever, he never was like, I'm too holy for this or whatever. And, I'm not saying that TikTok is the equivalent of that. but I am saying that, that is where a lot of people are. And that's where a lot of brokenness is.
That's true.
And so Jesus went into the brokenness and he was the light. I mean, he was the Son of God, sharing his message, shining the light in the midst of those places. And so my answer to that question is yes, because I feel like Jesus would want to be among the brokenness of our society, of our culture. And I think that includes social media. And I think that he would be there showing grace and forgiveness and calling people to repentance and to himself. But anyways, I thought that was funny. I was like,
that's a good question. Yeah. I would offer up that I think Jesus would want, he would spend his time either in prayer or being with people.
Okay.
And so I don't think he'd waste his time being on a phone, like posting stuff on TikTok.
Yeah.
I think he'd be with people.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, but I don't disagree with you. I think that's a good question.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's really good. Any other thoughts with social media?
Well, I think there too, like our students are on TikTok and Instagram, and all of that. And like we've talked about, like, we think that's okay. Like, we think it's good to be on, to, you know, at a healthy level, it's good to be present on social media. And so I think, like, it really is an opportunity for us to, share the love, grace, and gospel story that Jesus provides, you know, to share the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I'll end with this closing thought. Social media, I don't think you need it. If you're listening, if someone's listening, and I don't think it's anything you have to have. I don't think you're going to miss out on, like, that feeling of fear of missing out. I don't think you're going to miss out if you don't have social media. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that don't, that, you know,
are happy that, and they're fine.
Great. They're great.
Yeah. They're fine.
But if you do have social media, I think that's fine too. I think it's good to be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch what you consume, and, I'd watch how much you consume.
Mm-hmm.
I would say after this, if you're thinking of, like, what needs to change, what do I need to do differently? Almost certainly there needs to be less time spent on social media after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not, you're not going to be done with this and saying, man, I should get on another social media platform. I should add more. You should probably be saying, I need less of
Absolutely,
this.
Yeah.
So how can I get less of this? So anyway, let's,
go
let's
to the funniest
there.
Man, thing.
We went for a while.
We did.
There,
yeah.
But
that was
there
cool.
is a lot to share. That's good. It's good. It's a two part.
Yeah. Episode, it is good that it's a two part.
Yeah. Let's get to funniest thing.
Oh man. I got to pull up this jingle. Oh my.
Funniest thing that happened this week. Classic.
I think the funniest thing now is how we react to the jingle. We just stood there. We're like, classic. So Zach, I guess I'm first. So funniest thing that happened to me. So I went to the movies, which, by the way, how cool is it we get to go back to the movies?
Hey,
I love the movies. Yeah. Probably one of my favorite things
love
to
it.
Do.
Love it.
And so I went to see A Quiet Place 2.
Ooh.
So good.
Saw that too.
Yeah.
Great movie.
It's awesome.
Great movie.
I thought it was better than the first one, but anyways,
I don't agree with
you
that.
You don't agree?
No, but I mean, it was good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of times sequels, but I also haven't seen the first one in over a year.
Yeah.
And when I watched the first one, it was right when COVID happened. So it's like post-apocalyptic world. I'm like, I don't really want to think about this right now, you know. But anyway, so I was at the movie theater. I was in Phoenix, Arizona. And so I dropped my phone down in like one of the seats.
Mm.
And it like, you know, like when it, same thing that what happens in your car when it goes like between the seats and it's so annoying. You're like, it's probably like the worst thing that could possibly happen in the world. Just kidding. This is an exaggeration. But anyways,
pit of no return.
The pit of no return. So I dropped my phone into the pit of no return at this movie theater. And it's pretty, I mean, they have the reclining seats and stuff. And so, I mean, it makes a loud noise in the theater or whatever. And so I'm like, great. Now I got to get that after the movie. And so the movie's done. And I go down to reach down there to try to find it. I cannot find it anywhere.
No.
It's like I'm reaching down there. There's like all this like nasty like candy and like month-old popcorn down there. Like I'm fishing my hand around. So I probably have 5 family members there or 6.
Yeah.
Or no, 5 of us, I think. We're all looking behind the seat for my phone. It had fallen in the back. And like there's probably 5 or 6 of us just like, how many people does it take to find a phone? And eventually I found it like wedged in between. My uncle was like, oh, there it is. So we looked and then it was like wedged in between 2 like metal pieces of the chair contraption.
Yeah.
And my screen protector broke.
Mm.
So
that's tough.
It's tough. So that's what I got. So, all right. What do you got? You got anything?
Well, I,
are you trying to find now?
No, with social media, I wanted to kind of go back and reminisce of my very first social media.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I scrolled all the way down to when I first got Facebook.
Nice. I would recommend you do that too if you have a second.
Let's go back to 2011.
All the way back on Zach's
and,
post.
2011.
2011. That's 10 years ago.
2011. So how old I was? 14.
14.
Yeah, gonna be in high school. And you will look at these posts, these pictures. I think maybe we'll share one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we
as
will.
A promo for this episode.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I cannot believe this is. I was going into high school with these pictures, but if you ever have looked, have you ever looked back at like your very first post social media?
So bad.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Here's my very first post to social media. March 8th, 2011.
Oh boy.
I've finally convinced my parents
to get social media.
It's good to be here.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. It's good to be here.
What? March 9th, 2011.
Oh boy.
Man, one day, 75 friends.
Oh my gosh.
You guys make me feel awesome.
Oh,
thanks.
That's so, oh, that's really sweet. That's like endearing.
Here's the best one.
All right, all right, all right.
Not long after this, March 22nd, 2011. Here's a post from that. Okay, I'm new to this whole Facebook thing, so don't make fun if this is a stupid question. Why do so many people have their profile picture of themselves taking a picture in the mirror? Is that how it's supposed to be
done?
Oh
my gosh. Let me see. What does it look like? Oh man. Oh, yeah. Well, we're definitely going to post about that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So mirror selfies were a thing back then.
Oh, here's another one. May 19th, 2011. Found out I'm colorblind today. Ha ha. Haven't noticed. Just the quality content everyone needs to know on Zach Thompson's face.
So that might be something the last students don't know, that you're colorblind.
No, they probably don't know.
Yeah, honestly, I forget about that a lot.
Yeah.
haven't noticed.
Haven't noticed. Okay.
Oh, man, that was good. That was good. So, yeah. All right. Well, hey, I can wrap us up. So, hey, students, thanks so much for listening. We hope that you guys got something out of today. I know it was a lot of cautionary and kind of like, you know, we told you to be pretty careful around social media. We also want you to know that we're all imperfect people. We're trying to figure it out, you know, and we don't have all the answers. We don't have it all together. And so we just want you guys to just keep taking that next step every day to follow Jesus. And so we hope that this was helpful for you. And we love you guys so much. Hope you guys share this post to your story or this episode to your social media. You know, we talk about spreading positivity. Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe you could share this episode. But hey, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We love you guys. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Peace. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the conversation, I want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast and share it to your social media accounts. To stay up to date, check us out on Instagram at EastviewHSM or join us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for our high school service. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week.